Well, B.B. King has Lucille, so I guess it's okay to name your guitar. Thanks, Emil. Okay, I'm going to have... how do you want to be introduced? Is Blackbird, is that the preferred moniker, Blackbird, or would you want...
You can say Blackbird.
Okay, so that's what I'll do. Blackbird is here. She is a friend I've known, I guess, for about 20 years maybe now, going on... having met her at Red Sky Poetry Theater, which was a gathering, was at the time the longest running open mic on the West Coast. It was going on for 25 years. In fact, right around the corner here, which is amazing, at the Globe Cafe, which is now an Italian restaurant. I have an American sentence that says, you know you're old when you start giving directions using landmarks that aren't there anymore. So anyway, please welcome Blackbird.
Well, I'd like to thank you all for creating a place for poetry, which is very much appreciated and gives us a chance to go into another part of the world, doesn't it? So I hope you've all had a chance to enjoy the moon lately. So I was down at the water watching the moon rise and thinking about the power of that, and it came out as a poem. So, dreaming of Mother Moon. Mother Moon, the scientists say. They say we would not be here, breathing now, if Mother Moon had not been born. Our silvery friend up there beyond the clouds, born from the earth like us. She reached down her arms of gravity and held the winds to us. She stirred the sea and called up the tides. Our faithful companion in time, enduring the rains of shooting stars that withered her skin, she smoothed the earth's frenzied spinning and slowed it down. And now she pleasures us with her silver and golden light. So all is heeding her siren song to rise in the night. And all of us came for her elixir of light, whispering or howling, fluttering or gliding. We came to mate, to grow, to give birth and to harvest. Swimming towards us with your radiant, hypnotic eye through the clouds. Oh, color of love and color of rain. Such a glow she has. Such a glow and so subtle a power. So subtle a power as peace might be. So subtle a power. Like that inner dragon pearl we are all born with, our peace inside. Peace, hidden like the moon sometimes behind the shadows and the storms. But peace is that mighty. Peace can call the tides of fortune and hold our future, hold us safe in her arms. Peace can be a great impulse, greater than war or the virtual chaos of humanity's mind. Her glow can bind our hearts to a good future. Man and bird, ocean and tree, all of us linked to the soul of the planet. Peace, like the moon, not a word, not even an idea, a great shining thing, like her light dazzling on the water in a thousand reflections, a path. Peace, like the touch of a hidden hand in tenderness. The light of peace, so powerful we are drawn away from the roads to destruction, from the chattering of madness. so beautiful, we turn and see a path that shines like Mother Moon. In my dream, a voice whispered, "Follow the path with the healing lanterns," it said. "Follow that path with the healing lanterns. May it be so."